Okay, everybody, we're going to get started. We just want to welcome everyone for attending today's presentation at AU Central and through Illuminate Live. Just some housekeeping items. Upcoming presentations is Wednesday, May 23rd, and the presenter is Andrea Strotman from the U of A, and he is presenting Multilingual Delivery of Language Independent Mathematics Teaching Materials. Also, we must inform you that today's Lunch and Learn presentation is being recorded via Illuminate Live, which will be posted onto the Research Center website for anyone wishing to review the proceedings at a later date. It is now my pleasure to hand the microphone over to Frank Wong, who will continue with today's presentation. Frank? And Ray. Ray?
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm Ray Moschuk. I'm the CEO of Meta4Hand. Meta is the Greek word for change, so change for handheld devices. And I'm here assisting me today, and the presentation is Frank Wong, the president of the company. The company's been around since 2000 in development and commercialized in 2006. We have reference accounts in NAIT and SAIT, University of Alberta, Calgary Foothills Hospital is looking at purchasing the technology for Ward of the 21st Century. And we have a U.S. account, Lockheed Martin, who's bought our product as well. So we know there's interest in this product in the institutional regular colleges and universities, and we're hoping to show you what we can do for the online side of university teaching. So without carrying on with introductions too long, I just wanted to explain to those people who are not in the room, we don't work with conventional computers at all. So the only person that has a laptop in the room is Alice, and she's guiding your virtual presentation. We use handheld devices, and I'm using an HP that's a conventional smartphone. It's a PIM, it's a personal information manager, it's a camera, and it's a phone. It has a glide pad, and it has a touch screen. Much like the BlackBerry Pearl, and the BlackBerry 8800, those are the types of handsets that we work with. Frank also today is working with an HP, and he's sitting across the other side of the room. And so we're working on a wireless basis, and how we're communicating to our screen here in the room is through what's called a UPC or an Ultra PC, and it's about 6 inches by an inch and a half by about 4 inches, and it has a glide pad and a touch toggle button. It's a 500 meg processor, 40 gig hard drive, and it's attached to the computer that's linking up to your projector. And that's the configuration that we have. Actually, it's its own computer, and we're speaking to it. And our presentation is a thick client on that pocketable hard drive. And before we go any further with the product presentation, I'm going to do something in the room. I'm going to ask Frank to pull up an Excel spreadsheet. So Frank is remote from me. He's not tied to me in any way, but he's speaking to the same UPC. So Frank is now pulling up an Excel presentation, and just to show you the power of the technology, we can pull up any information on any number of screens that we're connected to. Now, the people in the room are viewing a standard, what you'd normally see if I sent you an Excel spreadsheet populated to your smartphone, to your BlackBerry, you would be challenged to work with it if you could open it. So what we've done is we're showing you what it would look like on the screen if you could reflect on your handset. We don't have the Excel spreadsheet on our handset. What our technology's done, our patents do, is we're able to open it up on a remote desktop. So I'm using my glide pad on my handset as my mouse pad now. And so I'm just going to show the people in the room that this is what I'm doing. I'm now controlling the file that Frank opened up. So I'm moving an icon there. So now I'm controlling an Excel spreadsheet that Frank has brought up. And not only can I open it up and manipulate it, I can actually change the fields. And Frank is going around showing people that there is no reflection of the data on the handset. The handset itself is a mouse pad, and the stylus is your mouse. So I've actually changed a field under line item 27 called exception details. Now Frank is taking control of the session. And Frank doesn't have to be in the room. Frank can be in Atlanta. Frank can be in Abu Dhabi. He can be anywhere in the world as long as he has a screen in front of him and our technology on his handset loaded. So this has implications for remote teaching. And what we're going to do is, that was one of the wows of our technology. I'm going to go one step further and I'm going to try to open up. Now you better knock that down for me, Frank. I've opened up something. Okay, I'm going to ask Frank to open up a series of x-rays that were given to us by Dr. Deepak Kaur from the Department of Radiology and University of Calgary Hospital. So we're just waiting for this to open up on the screen. So it doesn't reflect on the handset. The first thing you're going to see is an ultrasound. You know, Frank has opened up the ultrasound, and I can now manipulate the data on the desktop remotely. So I'm sitting in the corner of the boardroom panel table, and Frank is actually moving around the room, so he's totally mobile in the amphitheater. And the reason I'm sitting here is because I'm tied to your microphone. So now I'm going to show you the x-rays in real time and show you another wow that we can do with this technology. I'm moving over to an x-ray of a foot. I'm changing the icon characteristics in front of you. You can see the icon's just changed. And now I'm able to actually, in real time, annotate on the screen. I'm circling a knuckle in red. And I'm releasing that. And that's the type of thing that the medical practitioner will send back to radiology and ask for a greater relief of that. And that can be done on a remote basis. So now I'm asking Dr. Wong, who could be in the Netherlands, he could be in South Africa, to comment on the next x-ray, the next complex data, and he's gone off and found a dark spot on a chest x-ray. This is probably an imminent burp that he's discovered there. So that's basically the power of our technology, the ability to open up complex detail in real time using a standard handset that's available in the marketplace today. And attaching a UPC to any dumb terminal. So you have a dumb projector here. We added our UPC capability. You can have a plasma screen. You can have a television, an LCD, anything that you bought over the last 20 years that we can attach our UPC capability to. We can now work with smartphones. In Nate, for example, this unit will be permanently attached to overhead projectors, and the professors no longer need to crib out a laptop. Their material can be as a thick client or a thin client. It can be on a chip on their handset. It could be on a server farm in Iowa. So basically, we're the first mobile wireless software company to bridge the gap between the wireless handheld and fully functional complex computing. We've integrated the smartphone technologies with our patented Ultra PC functionality, and we deliver the virtual desktop to any mobile worker. We enable real-time wireless remote collaboration anywhere, anytime, at significantly less cost than conventional PCs or handheld solutions. So on a cost configuration, we have a 30% cost advantage, and I'll get to that in a minute. So on this, the second slide that you see in front of you, you'll see what the medical practitioners have bought, what Dr. Archer's bought for University of Alberta, the new cardio unit called Abacus. It's a standard handset by the number one. He has got the power, this is a high-tech smart television screen that is embedded in the wall. He's bought two of them. They're both configured back to the central server. And he can sit in the comfort of this new ward with his patient, and he can bring up lab results with something he has and something he knows. So a PIN number is something that he knows, and we are working with a biometric signature authentication company out of Markham so that he'll be able to sign off, authenticate that he is the one who has access to those files. And if he changes those files, he can sign off and reduce the liability of whether that file was seen, the x-ray was seen, for example. Dr. Wolfhard in Misericordia Hospital has 6 laptops that are represented in the next slide. And when the lab technicians are finished with the laptops and he brings in his visiting colleagues from the Netherlands or South Africa and cranial facial reconstruction, he can show images guided by his handset only, images on each one of those laptops 6 years ago, 6 months ago, 6 weeks ago, 6 days ago, and he can show the progression on all those screens, and he can shut those down. There's no data left. There's no data residue of data on the laptops. The technicians go back working with them, and there's no residue of data on his handset, so the patient privacy is secure. The second configuration that you see, these are the standard HP handsets that we're working with today. Our espresso units are attached to your projector in the room. And we can actually attach to any viewer, a micro viewer up to a jumbotron. So we have scalability. The third feature that you see is the integration of a micro laser projector, 3-color, into a pocketable format called laser badge. We have an alpha unit in the room, and we'll be displaying the alpha unit characteristics. Right now, the projectors that are conventionally in the marketplace, they put out about 2,000 lumens and are about 40 watts of power. You have to wait 20 minutes for them to shut down and for the heat to dissipate. In our world, with a pocketable micro laser projector that's about 6 inches by 2 inches by inch and a half, about 4 inches, that about the size of the handset itself, maybe slightly larger, that unit will produce an HDTV quality image, give you your desktop with 10 lumens and 5 watts. So it's instant on and instant off, and now you have full access to your desktop screen anywhere in the world. So we've just shown that we're able to work with more complex detail in a mobile context. The fact that now you can have your own personal screen and you can have the patient, for example, or student beside you, just in terms of doing intake interviews or exit interviews, you reduce the incidence of transposition errors because you're actively engaged with your patient or your students. We've showed improving team collaboration and control. We can have up to 200 users using handsets on the same screen. So we have a many-to-one application, or we can go one-to-many or many-to-many. In other words, we could have a cube wall in this room with 16 different screens, and we could bring up 16 different pieces of information. So we can have the PowerPoint of the teacher's curriculum, a section of it on one screen, and we can have all the archived information on other screens. We could go to the internet and get supplementary information and show it on the screen at the same time. And you don't have to be in the room to do that. You can engage remotely in that environment. So we reduce the need to carry sensitive documents. If you lose your laptop today, if you lost your laptop, your application, and your data, in our world, if you lose your phone, you can replace your phone because your data is secure wherever you want it. It could be, as I said, back at the university, back at your home, in a server farm in Iowa. And you can access sensitive material in real time. Medical practitioners were really interested in this aspect. You can either go to the internet and use the web, or you can set up a virtual private network, and you can encrypt it any way you want. We sit above the transport layer. All we're doing, once the file is delivered to the handset, we manage the dialogue between the handset and the UMPC. So basically, you're getting the desktop experience carrying ounces. The unit we have today in the room is about a quarter of the size of the laptop, and it's about a quarter of the weight of the laptop, and it's one-third the cost of the laptop. And we enable real-time data access, and it's basically carrying your desktop in your pocket or your purse. We have a lower total cost of ownership than laptops or tablets, and it's minimal setup cost for the enterprise. Right now, enterprises have, for example, such as Pfizer, who are equipping their salespeople with PDAs, still have to provide Pocket Excel and reduced versions of Windows In our world, we're working with your everyday application. You have server-side access. So when we look at this technology, we benchmarked it against the laptop itself, the UPC, and the smartphone. When it comes to functionality and processing power, it's the same as the laptop. Where we really give you the advantage is we can tie it to any screen, whether it's a micro viewer that is on a headset or to a laptop, and you can guide your laptop to do presentations. I don't have to be like Alice sitting at the keyboard advancing the application. I can be anywhere in the room advancing or even remotely. And any screen up to a Jumbotron. Ease of use, if you can use a mouse today, then you can using your stylus on the screen is very easy. We've talked about the security aspects of it. We've talked about the cost advantage. Connectivity is the same. We're on Wi-Fi in the room. We can go on Bluetooth. We can go on cellular, out to the network on cellular. And we can go and receive information through a satellite feed as well. Where the form factor changes the dynamics, everybody that we've shown this technology to says they would prefer to work with a smartphone than a laptop as long as they had all the feature functionality and all the applications the laptop provided. So that's what the preferred form factor is. That's what our focus groups have told us, and that's what our buyers are telling us. So when we add Meta Forehand software, it's an incremental cost to price and really doesn't change the size and weight. So that's the advantage that we have. And if we summarize that advantage in the marketplace, we've eliminated the need to carry a laptop. We've eliminated the need to carry your data. And there's no need to transform data and applications for handhelds. We've enhanced the screen size and the scalability aspects. The productivity gain that Pfizer has realized in taking away the laptops and giving them PDAs hasn't been fully realized because they still have to go back to their office or their home at night and do the hardwire transfer of the data from the PDA. In our world, you don't have to do that. You can do a real-time transfer on a wireless basis sitting on the beach in Fiji. Real-time access to data and applications and basically seamless mobility. We've reduced the size and weight of what you would carry. We've reduced the cost of what you would carry. We've enhanced the security aspect of it. There are no more mobile, when I'm talking about mobile document management issues, there are no more versions. Frank doesn't have to send a version to me, and I do version 2, and I send version 2 to Alice, and she sends version 3 to Frank, and then Frank sends version 4 to me. We're working on the same version at the same time, no matter where we are in the world. So this is really a new computing paradigm. It's really true mobility for pervasive computing. It means from one to many, many to one, and many to many collaboration. Normally, when we do this presentation, we would have another screen set up, and we would just swap from screen to screen. Frank would be on one screen, and I could join him, or we could both move to another screen in the room and do whatever needs to be done in terms of the work we're trying to accomplish. So basically, the competitive advantage of our product is no one is giving you mobility and full server-side functionality. If you have full server-side functionality, you're tied to your desktop, your PC, your Mac, or your smart display. Anybody giving you full mobility, a smartphone, a PDA, an iPhone, or a BlackBerry, is really sacrificing full server-side functionality. And to solve the problem, there's a whole red ocean of activity, as we call it, trying to get the laptop to compromise between mobility and full server-side functionality, and then reducing it down to a notebook and making it more expensive, and reducing it down to a tablet and making that even more expensive and making the screen almost unmanageable. So rather than swim in that red ocean, we've separated the inputs and the outputs. We're working with two devices to give you the full screen that you want to work with, and that is our SynapBridge patented technology. So in your enterprise today, for example, in Athabasca University itself, you're likely to have an enterprise server, you have a firewall, you have a VPN connection, you have a desktop or a laptop. With the Wi-Fi hub, any smartphone is now your router, browser, and controller to any screen. So a smart display or an all-in-one screen PC that you'd have in a conference room or workroom. To a personal viewer, and there's a military application for this that we're discussing with the military, to your own smart projector, so you don't even have to look, in our world in 6 months, you don't even have to look for a screen. We will be providing you with a small pocket projector. But where you've already made an investment in a display, a monitor, a TV, or a projector, there's no stranded investments. That now becomes your desktop if you want to attach to it. So our products, the SnapBridge is the middleware that controls the data and the pointer flow through. Nudge is the controller interface. As far as hardware is concerned, we have available what we call Honor Badge today, which is the pocketable Ultra PC to use with a dumb display. And in the room, we have the alpha unit of our first laser badge. It's not pocketable. It's still a work in progress. We do have a Taiwanese contract manufacturing distributor that's interested in taking this product worldwide. HDTV quality, 10 lumens, always in focus. There's no focal ring. So we'll be demonstrating that to the people in the room once we finish the presentation. We've talked to the airlines. They're very interested in the product that right now in a design gallery, for example, they tie each HDTV screen to a kiosk and their designers sequentially enter their changes. In our world, those kiosks, all that infrastructure cost is removed. They approach the screen with their handset and they all can work in real time. So time to market is improved for them. We have a first responder application for remote health. We talked about the healthcare solution. We talked about our signature authentication partnership. In terms of training, we can now attach our technology to any of the laptops you have in your facility, and you can now guide the presentation without having being tethered. So that's 1% of the capability of our technology, just the ability to untether you from your laptop so that you're animated in your classrooms. The education solution, as I said, we have NAIT and SAIT as buyers of our product. Any sales force personnel will understand the pain that we've resolved for them. They no longer have to carry a cell phone, a BlackBerry, a projector, and a laptop. We're getting it down to two devices that are about the same size as the handheld itself. We haven't even touched the gaming aspects of this, although my three children are telling me that they want to be first to have the technology when it's available in the pocketable HDTV form. So the general solution, sorry, I get a little bit too fast there. The general solution is standard smartphone that our software is loaded on, client side, and a pocketable HDTV laser projector for your personal desktop in your pocket, and that's server side. And where you want to work on an infrastructure basis, we have a similar unit that can attach to any display that you've already purchased to make it a smart desktop. So that's basically the presentation. Thank you very much. Any questions? What? Wi-Fi to the box. Can be. Right. Well, right now it works with anything on a Windows basis, Windows operating system, the Trio Windows. We haven't developed on the Palm OS because we knew Palm was moving to Windows, so we developed on Windows today. We have an engagement agreement with RIM, and I have so we have a Fujitsu Siemens over there on the charger. We can go on a Dell. We can go on the new Universal, which is a clamshell product put out by HTC. Like I said, we have an engagement agreement with RIM. RIM has just released its new BlackBerry 8800. Now, we met with RIM last year, and they said when both our respective product sets mature, they want to re-engage with us. And what they meant by that was they do not have on the market a handset that had a full motion trackball that would allow full mouse control. What they had was the BlackBerry Pearl, which was which was the etch-a-sketch function, up and down and sideways. So they've moved from the rook on the chessboard to the queen on the chessboard, and that new 8800 is what we will be developing on. So we will be on the Java platform working with RIM products here, probably by September. And it will be on Windows and Java. No, RIM is on Java. Reporting over to Java. Yeah. So that's an easy task for us to do. We're already on Windows. Windows is only 23% of the world market. We're also expanding the development team to work with Symbian operating systems that are on the Nokia and Sony Ericsson products that are popular in Asia and in Europe.
Like I said, you said about the transport layer.
Yeah.
So we can go Bluetooth, we can go Wi-Fi, whatever.
Yeah, we actually sit above the transport layer. So for this presentation, we've connected it Wi-Fi.
You're using your iPac with Windows direct Wi-Fi.
Right, talking to our UPC that's connected to your projector. I can actually go out to the internet using Rogers. You mentioned Rogers.
Right, go ahead and do that. And if you have any intervening questions.
No. You've answered my question because, I mean, what I'd be concerned about is in using this anywhere else, they rip you off on the roaming charges. And, I mean, they're extremely exorbitant. And so if I were to go to China and use this, and if I wasn't doing Wi-Fi, if I was going through a local provider,
it would rip me off, right?
Well, once you've got a hotspot, you can use this.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you have your choice, actually. The user has the choice on what type of external connection that they want to make.
Yeah.
So if cellular is the only thing available to you, you will connect cellular. But if you have a hotspot available, yes, you can go through the hotspot.
Yeah.
So what I did... Oh, hi, Ray.
Go ahead.
Ray's just joined me. You might want to go up to Acuity.
Someone out. Go ahead there.
Well, we click something. Do you want to do it or do you want me to do it?
Whatever I click there, is it coming up?
Okay.
I thought I had Acuity.
Ray, we have a question online.
Yeah, go ahead.
The question is, are there any demos or videos online?
We don't have it on. We have it.
We're redoing our website,
and
we don't have a video online for you. Unfortunately, right now we don't, but we will. We're redoing our website, and we'll be able to do that for you. But not currently.
Who's that? Is this been broadcast with Illuminate?
Yeah.
And who's out there?
Okay, so you just did a search, Ray. So what I'm going to do is, what we're doing right now is I've gone out to the internet using the Rogers service, and this is using GPRS. It's not even their edge technology. So it's the slower technology, and in the room we're able to bring up a full website for you. It's not like an abbreviated website that you would normally get on your handheld, and because with cellular it's a fairly narrow pipe, it takes a little bit longer to load, obviously, than a broadband connection. So if we had access to the Wi-Fi in this room, you know, it'd be loading a lot quicker.
I thought you did have access to the Wi-Fi.
We have
you are doing Wi-Fi now, aren't
no,
you?
No, no. For this demonstration, it's Wi-Fi between this and the box. I haven't used... I'd have to configure your Wi-Fi to do that.
It's open.
Oh, is it? Oh, open? Okay, I thought you would need a password to do that.
No.
Okay, that's why I didn't...
Don't tell anybody.
Oh, anyway.
We're on a live broadcast, but don't tell anybody.
I didn't know that.
While we're waiting for the Acuity website to set up here, because Frank has gone out to Google, and we did do a search, and one of the things that's happening here, if I have a handset that's a PDA and I don't have the cellular connection, all the PDAs in the room can actually engage off the one cellular connection. So now you can have a multiple... screens in the room, and you could actually bring up five or six search engines. You could bring up Yahoo, you could bring up MSN, you could bring up anybody you wanted to just to check, you know, let's say a simple thing like like a dictionary explaining what one technical word is, you can now go to four or five sources and get that information off of one cellular connection, but four or five handhelds. So there's about six people in the room. They all could have a handheld, and they could all be manipulating data on another screen.
So the one thing that's not obvious here, and I'm just going to explain it, we're actually using two forms of communications to bring the data down to the handset. We've used the Rogers network, which is a cellular network. To transfer it to display onto the screen, we've used Wi-Fi. So we can combine different communications protocol in order to do that. So this is a company that we're
using the AU Wi-Fi, or are you?
No, I'm using, this is Rogers right now. I'm not
for
using
that
it.
Download, but yeah. In the room here.
You could do that, yes. We haven't
in
configured
the room, it. In the room, it's ad hoc. It's Wi-Fi. I'm talking directly to the box. It's
okay.
What they call an ad hoc connection.
Okay.
So we're not using your infrastructure. If I had set it up to use your infrastructure, we could use your access point, go out, and then redirect it to the box. It would be full Wi-Fi straight through. But for this demonstration...
So right now you're going through Rogers.
I'm going,
yeah. Cut out of Rogers and go on Wi-Fi? Is that an easy thing to do?
I could do that, but I haven't actually set this up for configuration. I could try it, but
I don't
have
to configure it. It's open.
Okay, well, no, I'm talking at my end here to configure it on my software, because I have to switch over. So I'm not sure what the engineers
gave you. You don't have an automatic wireless that will find it? With your
On this demonstration that I'm doing right now is set up for a cellular... For this version that we're showing you today, for this demonstration,
yeah. Oh, okay.
This one is set up for cellular and ad hoc Wi-Fi.
So you wouldn't be able to switch back and forth easily? Is that what
no, saying? I can. I can do that. Yes, we can do that. But for today, I'm telling you, for today's handset that I have here right now, I've got it set up for cellular and Wi-Fi.
So you can set it up for both and switch?
Yes, you can. You can do that. But I'm telling you, today I don't have it set up. I'd have to go into this box and reconfigure what I have in here right now. So it's not an easy switch for me. What we're doing at NATE is that same thing, is where we're going to an access point right back to the instructor's desktop remotely. They have the ability to go outside and get information, and they also can use the cellular as well. But within the facility, like within the campus, they don't want instructors using their cell connection, obviously, because it gets expensive to go out. So they just try to restrict it to the Wi-Fi access. So those are one of the things that...
How many instructors at NATE are you?
Right now we have two classrooms that are set up with 10 instructors, and we're doing some testing, and we're looking at rolling it out further to rooms that have projectors only, and the instructor...
So you'd have to have one of these devices in each of your projectors. Either that or you carry it around and you plug it in?
Yeah, it's this portal, yes. Yeah, that's how you would do it.
I haven't seen how big it is.
Well, we can show that to you. So what I brought up, and for the people that are on the call, they can't see this, I brought up a website called Acuity. They're one of our partners that we're working with the wearable viewer, microviewer.
We have another question online.
Yes.
Marguerite's question is, are there any sites we can access on our smartphones out here in cyberspace?
Are there any sites that they can access? Well, if you have a smartphone and you've got a browser on your phone, you can access any website. The only caution is when you're accessing that site, if you're not using our software, you're going to be looking at the display on the smartphone. And typically what they do is they actually strip down the content that comes to the handheld. If you're lucky. And you might see either a placeholder or a very simplified version of what that site looks like. What we're showing in the room right now is the full website that you would normally see on your desktop.
Yeah. So just to clarify that for Marguerite, there's no reflection of the website on the glide pad of the smartphone. There's no replication of data. In other words, you're not opening up the data and looking at your smartphone, trying to look at the website. Your glide pad of your smartphone is your mouse pad. It's actually the only lines you see on that is the trailing of your stylus. All your data, whatever website it is now on your remote desktop. So it's on the screen here in the room, or it could be on a TV that you're connected to, or it could be on a plasma that you're connected to. So if you're not in the room, it's difficult to see. I think you're going to be a little bit challenged to understand exactly what's going on here today. But we're willing to take any more questions. We're going to have to move on here to the to show you the world's smallest and first laser projection engine developed by Symbol Technologies out of New York. Symbol was just bought by Motorola. We're working with Symbol. They've given us 4 of these units. We're the only company in the world that has 4. We're going into production with these units, and we do have that alpha unit in HDTV quality in the corner of the room. So I'd like to move over and show the group in the theater that particular application.
Pocket projector.
And this is your hardware, is it? Or it's...
We're building is 1/3 the size because we don't need this. This is already on the handset. This is already massive.
What's this part here?
That's the light. That's your glide pad. So this is that, and that's your right light mouse.
But you're going to get one built like that.
No, we have it built already. It's size.
Prototype where it's a real production.
That's a production unit. Yeah. It's a prototype going into production. It's a hardware design and the one that carries over to Taiwan. It's this thing.
Yeah.
We're attaching it to this laser. One is the 9th wafer, and our 8th wafer is in here. The engineering challenge is to put 9 wafers together, so we still have heat dissipation. So what I wanted to show you here, if we can give you your desktop today, in this format, that's HDTV, low-end HDTV quality. And all we can hold is no on-cake surfaces, your Starbucks coffee cup, always in focus, the full length zoom. Turn all the lights off. I can give you a zoom size motion picture.
So you're saying you don't have to carry around a little piece of paper, although any piece of paper would do.
And that can be just a
This is a brochure folder.
I've done this one. Very cool.
So the reason that we're doing this is that this is an inadequate box for full motion video. We're using it off a Mac Mini right now that's a version 1.6 gig processor. Right? So we can configure a bunch of a hard drive issue like 640, you could go up to 80. So when we combine all that, we will have something that's a little smaller than this box. Even smaller than that. You get a pair to the handsets, and all you're having is something you can really
take apart.
We don't care about the cancer quality. This is 10 lumens by watts. I can put my hand all day long. See, there's no heat dissipation. Up to that projector, that's 2,000 watts.
Everyone's probably more than 5,000. It's a bigger projector. So, I mean, we can grab a tabletop.
Your imagination and work with you.
concept that would be something you call NBA unlocks. Which your whole directory wanted to send it out with a smartphone. And what once you're engaging with the professor and him on engaging with the same screen that you're on, and then you want it and you look for everything. That's kind of what you're leading to with all the things.
What I would do is next time, Wi-Fi is the interest of how to set up.
I wouldn't use rolling if I could help it because I've got support, so I use the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.